The original plan was to meet for dinner and drinks. You know, the usual public meeting. Make sure that the chemistry really does exist. That he isn't some kind of an axe murderer or looking to harvest my organs on the black market. You know, that kind of thing. It's actually relatively standard when I decide to meet up with a Redditor. Logistics. That was the original plan, truly. But after about a week of messaging with this guy, there was just something about him that made me want to completely skip that step and just, well, just get right down to the fun. And before I knew it, I had actually suggested that to him. I think I realized that when I hit enter and sent that message. At that point, there's really no backing down. He took a little time to think about it. And then we agreed to meet directly at the hotel we were staying at. And then possibly go out for dinner and drinks, depending on how that initial meet went. Which is mostly what happened. I clocked out that night from work, settled in to drive the 45 minutes to get to the hotel. All day I had been thinking about what that first moment was going to be like after I knocked on the door. Was it going to be general small talk and ask how the drive was and comment about the weather while I put my bag down and we stepped back outside to go to dinner? Or was it going to be that he pulled me inside in one fluid motion after he opened the door responding to my knock and pushed me up against the wall? Hands roaming, lips finding mine, maybe trailing down to my neck, daring closer to the cleavage I was offering in that plunging neckline. I would certainly find out in a few moments after I parked the car, sent him a quick message that I was only moments away, and opted for the stairs to head up to the second floor. I took a moment at the door and then knocked. I heard the handle turn and the latch release, and there he was, just like his picture. And I stepped inside, not waiting to be pulled, set my bag down, and turned to face him. And he reached for my hand. I think maybe a little small talk was made. But I just remember him pushing me gently up against that wall. Hands down on my hips. As I craned my neck gently to meet his kiss. And if I could sink back into the wall, I think I did. His lips were just the right amount of soft and firm. Hand traveling up to my breast. Running over my curves. Still kissing me. Definitely what I wanted. Oh, but there was a lot more that I didn't expect. He led me over to the bed and sat me down. And suddenly pushed me back. And moments later, I was on my back. His arms were hooked around my legs and pulled me towards him as he sunk down to the floor and pushed my skirt up. I felt his fingers spread me open. And all I could think about was how I didn't expect this, and should I be concerned and worried that where this was going, and then his lips teased mine, and I just didn't care. Kissing on the inside of my thighs, teasing my clit with his tongue and his fingers. And I think he said something about having wanted to taste me all day. Oh, I just got lost in that. Loving how warm his mouth was. How skilled his tongue was. Those fingers were everywhere, and then, oh my God, they're suddenly inside me. But his mouth was still on my clit as his fingers filled me. I remember fumbling with where I should put my feet on his shoulder, or hanging off the bed, but then but then I wasn't spread as wide as I wanted to be. And I just wanted as much of him on me as possible. Mm. hands grabbing my sheets. Oh, desperately to grab a hold of something. God, I loved his mouth on me. Oh, squirming underneath him. I'm feeling his tongue pushing into me. Fuck. I think I squirmed away and rolled over to the side after he made me come. But he wasn't done yet. And he grabbed my legs and pulled me back to the edge of the bed for more.